Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Hey, I was wondering, I was wondering question, something that's been concerning you, troubling you, confusing you, whatever it might be. You text that into 60123. You can email it to me, eric@wtmx.com. That's what Jake did. Got an email from Jake who's wondering something, which I think is good, is we're looking at a weekend, another summer weekend, maybe getting together with friends, everybody's fully vaccinated, running around doing stuff. Hi, Eric. I was wondering if it's normal to bring something like beer to someone's house and then take it back at the end of the evening. Whenever my wife's family comes over, they bring something, snacks or alcohol, but when they leave, they take whatever's left with them. Am I the only one that thinks that's weird? Thanks, Jake. I would agree with you, Jake. That is weird. Mm-hmm. That Definitely. Is weird, but I feel like everybody knows these people.
Everybody's got a relative that doesn't.
Right. Everybody knows these people.
But I have a question.
Are any of us that relative, first off, though? Any of you do this?
Mm-mm.
Take your, like, you know, your expensive, craft beer along, and there's two left. You're like, I'm going to take those two back with me. No?
No.
Okay. What was your question, Viola?
Well, it's yes and no for me because, okay, if I brought a pack of beer, I wouldn't take it back.
Is it a pack?
Or a
six
whatever.
Pack. Six,
yeah, yeah, six pack.
Is it a six pack? I guess it is a six pack
a
of
case,
beer.
A case of beer.
A pack of beer.
A pack of smokes.
Yeah. It's a pack of smokes.
Yeah, if I brought a pack of smokes, I wouldn't take the three back. But
gotcha.
Thing is, I was at my friend's house, and it was like a big party. Then I didn't know any of her friends. I just knew her. And I brought a really big bottle of vodka. And I thought we were going to open it up and enjoy it with everybody. And we didn't. So then, when I left the party early, it was by the door,
mm-hmm.
and I did take it with me.
You snagged it and not tell him?
Well, it wasn't really a present for her. It was meant for all of us to consume while we were there, but we didn't.
It wasn't a hostess gift?
No, because they didn't give it to her in a gift bag.
Oh,
you know?
Well, there you go. Well, there was no gift bag, hence no gift.
So I would take a full bottle of something back home with me, mm-hmm. but I wouldn't take half a case or
Nikki,
half a
does
pack.
That seem reasonable
I don't
to you?
See, but that's different because you did it on the DL.
Like I
you
did. Took I, it I without, was going to be embarrassed if she noticed.
You weren't like, hold on, let me gather
and
my beer.
20 minutes later, somebody's like, man, we should open that vodka.
So that's a different situation.
What happened to the vodka? I think Violetta took it back.
I know. I felt really cheap.
Yeah. Anything that happens in your house, Whip? You know what I found?
Yeah.
People seem to be, if they don't do this, they are very protective of their dishes and pans.
Yes.
Like okay. If they bring a dish of, you know, some type of casserole or something like that. You got to scoop it all out of the dish into the host's Tupperware in order for them to get their casserole dish to take home with them, as opposed to, why don't I just get that from you in a couple of days?
That's a good point. Well, you end up with maybe something, if they're not protective of it, you're like, whose bowl is this? You know, and you realize, oh, it's,
right.
Say
I just think I got an extra bowl until Amanda comes rolling around asking me for it.
Exactly.
I'm not going to keep it from her, but if she's got to come back and get it.
You're just like, I don't remember buying this.
Right.
Yeah.
They're just mixed in with all the other bowls.
Right.
You know, my takeaway from this is?
What?
If Violetta's ever around, watch the vodka.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have you told your friends about the Eric in the Morning podcast? You probably should.
Top three apps you can't live without. Most popular apps people can't live without. Your top three nationally are in at number three, YouTube. In at number two, Instagram. In at number one, Facebook. You have chosen which ones. In at number three, Valerie can't live without.
It's called the Wonder Weeks.
The Wonder Weeks, and what does that do?
You put in your baby's due date, and it tells you when your baby is going to be happy or fussy based on their developmental growth stages.
Wow.
I love that.
So all new parents need this app.
And what's it called? The Wonder Weeks?
The Wonder Weeks.
Oh. You know, a good follow-up to that is later on, Mom's Wiggle Butt Baby Burping Hack is chiropractor approved. So you're learning about when your baby's coming, and then after your baby comes, you're trying to teach it to burp. You're trying to burp it. You got to do the wiggle butt. And the chiropractor's like, that's a good move. Do that.
Oh, loosen something up.
I guess it does. Tied at number three. Now everybody's flowing in with their apps. Hey, Tom.
My Starbucks app.
Starbucks app, a very popular app.
Get
very
your
popular.
Points.
Tied at number two, Bill.
The Yellowstone app.
The Yellowstone app. What does that do?
It shows you Yellowstone National Park.
Of course it does.
That's it.
So you don't even need to go there. Look, there's a tree.
It's peaceful.
There's today's featured Yellowstone geyser.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what's going on there? Yellow Bill. Yeah, there we are. All right, tied at number two, Mike.
Oh, yeah. How you doing?
Good.
So
the Skyview app. It's an app that you put out. You shows a screen on your phone, mm-hmm. and you put it to the sky, and it shows you the planets. It shows you the International Space Station, and it just shows exactly where it's at. It's like, pretty cool.
Like almost like a telescope.
Right. Yeah. Like constellations, and it'll help you identify all that.
I knew this was going to happen. I actually thought, as I was talking to Mike, I looked down at Faith, who was going to be number one. I looked down, I go, Faith is a hanger-upper.
Oh, no.
I just felt it. Like, felt the vibe.
No, Faith is a hanger-upper.
Faith is a hanger-upper. Then I looked down, Faith is gone. And then the wrong button goes. I looked down, Faith is gone. I thought this would be the easiest Eric in the Morning list ever. People apps, we're on our apps mm-hmm. all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
But apparently we don't
want
to talk about them. We just like to be on them.
Although we learned a lot of them, but late in the game.
Yeah.
Maybe we're all just moving slowly on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, it kind of felt like a Tuesday for a second.
Violetta, you win today's Eric in the Morning list.
I do.
Yeah. Because
I never win anything.
Because you said you had one. Sorry, Faith. We had one. We had something for you. Just got to gut it out for a couple of seconds. We'll get it to you. What was yours?
Mine was Scanner Pro. So for anybody that doesn't have a printer at home and then like you need to sign something and send it out, Scanner Pro is so good. It sends like PDFs. You just hold it over whatever document you need and it like cuts it out perfectly. It's not like taking a regular picture. It enhances the document. Oh, so great, because I don't have a printer, and I don't, you know, people always need me to send them stuff, like insurance, I don't know, stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm. Scanner Pro.
Scannable is the same exact thing, apparently, because I got that same thing.
I have Scannable, yeah.
Scanner
Pro.
Scanner Pro's really good, and it's free.
All right.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
Are you ready, Violetta?
Yes.
At number three.
Today, Metra celebrates 37 years serving the Chicago region. They tweeted out, "We give our immense gratitude to the countless passengers who have ridden with us for decades and welcome aboard new ones." They have 11 lines, 242 stations. Their daily ridership is over 300,000, and annual ridership is 76 million.
You said it's 30 years?
37.
37 years, Metro. Yeah. Doesn't it feel like they've been around forever?
This is the beginning of time.
Right,
yeah.
like your great-great-grandpa used to ride the Metro. Doesn't it feel like that? Yeah. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Loki trending as reactions and theories are flying as the first episode of Marvel's show Loki drops on Disney+. Tom Hiddleston?
Yep.
Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Hiddleston.
Did he date Taylor?
Yes, he did.
Taylor who? Yeah.
Swift.
The Taylor. Are there more than one?
What?
Yeah, that was like a big thing.
Yeah, they were at one couple point, for a long time.
And I think he wore that. Don't quote me, but I feel like he wore a shirt that said I Heart TS, and it was a big deal. People, right. He wore an I Heart Taylor Swift shirt.
That's so uncomfortable to me.
Yeah.
So he reprises his role as the God of Mischief.
I'm so excited.
Have you seen it?
No, it came out today. I would have to watch it before the show.
So you'll watch it, which is not out of the realm of possibility with you.
I got up at 2:30 and watched it. No, it's tonight.
Is Loki Thor's evil brother?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Spoiler.
Right. Okay.
Well, that's a...
He's evil, but has a good heart. So that's why everybody loves him.
Yeah. I don't know if you can be a spoiler for somebody's little brother. Hey, this is my brother Jay. He's my little brother. Spoiler!
Well, it made a big deal in, you know, Star Wars, like their family connection.
Oh, that's true.
You got a point.
That is true. All right, and trending on Twitter, spoiler number one.
Yeah, this is big. You guys have no idea what I'm talking about. I barely know. YouTube personality Trisha Paytas announced in a video that she's leaving Frenemies, a podcast show on YouTube with personality Ethan Klein. They have been feuding
in
the
past. Too many people are considered celebrities or consider themselves celebrities.
Well,
there's too many people.
You could be talking about like friends from your eighth grade class right now.
Right,
Ethan
I don't
Klein
know.
And,
yeah, Trisha and Ethan don't get along. They have a podcast together called Frenemies. Now, I knew that I don't really know these people either, so I looked up how many subscribers they have. They're a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Trisha has 5 million subscribers. Her ex co host,
I feel
now,
like there's 5 million people that have 5 million subscribers.
That's true, too.
It just feels like
I don't know, because I tried and like I have like 5.
Yeah, there you go.
And then Ethan has 6.5 million.
Spoiler!
You beat me.
They're going to be just fine.
What happened to them again?
They're breaking up. They're Frenemies podcast. It's very, very popular.
Crap. Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Yeah. Tear.
Oh, damn it.
So that's...
that's the story.
Thank you.
Follow the Eric in the Morning Show on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Eric Morning Mix.
312. Oh, look. Now look at my guy, Dale. Hey, Dale.
Yeah.
You're my hero. Dale, we're looking for whoever decided, you know what? Screw it. I'm getting rid of everything I own. I'm going to live life with like 6 shirts, 2 pair of jeans, and 2 pair of shoes. And I'm talking to the guy that's doing that.
Well, yeah, I have 1 pair of shoes. I have 3 pairs of pants. I got 5 pairs of underwear and maybe 6 shirts.
You're my hero. Awesome. I love this guy. Dale, you're the best. Well, what's life like? Are you happy?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty easy going.
sounds
like it. You can hear it.
That's for sure.
Yeah, there's not an ounce of stress in you, is there, Dale?
Oh, no.
No. Have you always been this way, or did you go through a massive purge?
No, I've pretty much always been this way.
Can Eric come over later?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, whatever. You don't even need a closet, Dale. You can put them all like right in a corner. Just stack it there. It's perfect.
I have like a 3 drawer thing, and I got underwear in one, and I got pants in the other.
Your dream.
The other.
3 drawer thing.
There's life. So, what do you do for a living?
I work in a factory. I make springs.
There you go. Okay, you just got your factory clothes, and you got your going out clothes, and that's all you need, right?
That's it.
Oh, my gosh. Give Dale
yes,
a prize.
Yes,
Dale. Give Dale a prize.
I don't know which one of your 4 shirts you're going to wear to this, but you won.
I know it's giving you anxiety, but isn't there something that's just so simplistic and easy and cool about it?
I'm just glad he had more than 1 pair of underwear.
Yeah. You just wash them every day.
He's got a week's worth.
Right.
Yeah.
It's fine.
So, Dale, you've won a $100 gift certificate to DePescara. It's a lettuce.
You can wear the going-out clothes.
Exactly.
Don't wear the working pants.
The non-factory clothes and the going-out clothes. It's so great.
You should go home and throw out everything.
I really want to, but I don't have the stones to do it.
Dale, he needs to come to your house and do it for you.
I should have Dale do it. I'll be sitting down in the family room trembling.
Yeah.
And he'll walk out and go, all right, dude, you got 4 shirts left. That's it. Wear it, everything.
And then he just takes off.
Right.
That's it.
You got a pair of pants, 4 shirts, and 5 pair of underwear. Enjoy life. And he just walks out with all my clothes.
If you ever watch the show Hoarders, it is exactly like the way you're describing yourself right now, only you're talking about clothes, they're talking about everything. But they have this same exact reaction to people taking their stuff out of there.
Right.
They go nuts.
You're going to be sitting on the porch,
guarding. I'm so happy for him. Hey, it's Eric. You know, wow. Wasn't that entertaining? That was something, huh? Imagine what's coming next. This is what's coming next right here. They always want you to do with them. You really don't want to. This woman posted on Instagram. Why does my boyfriend always want me to come over and nap? Like, why don't we do something if I come over? Oh, it's nap. That is doing something. And Violetta said, your sister's boyfriend likes her watching him and his friends play darts.
Yeah, he always wants to go down to the south side with her where he's from and like, come over, watch me and my brother play darts.
And she's like, all right, well, can I play? No. This is not a playing thing. This is a watching thing.
Yeah.
What do they always want you to do with them that you really don't want to do with them? Oh, these are going to be good. Hi, Triana. They're all women, too, which I love. Women never ask guys to do anything. It's always guys asking women to do things.
Yeah, we want to be left alone.
Yeah, exactly. Hi, Triana.
Hi.
Hi, what does he always ask you to do?
To watch him fix the cars.
Fascinating.
He's got to be kidding.
No way.
Fascinating.
Exciting.
He just wants you to pull like a chair up out there, a little, you know, like a lawn chair, and just watch him change a carburetor?
Yeah, just to give him company, and if he needs anything, just kind of pass him out, but just maybe just to be there.
Does he ever look up from the engine and go, isn't this awesome? Aren't we having a great time? You're like, no, we're not. We're not having a great time at all. You're having a great time. How often does this happen?
Pretty often. He's his side gig is just fixing cars, and we have a lot of them.
Oh, it's adorable. So, you two can do this together.
Yeah, it sounds like her side gig too.
Yeah. Want to watch me fix cars? It's going to be great.
Yeah.
Hey, Vicky. Hello, Vicky. I can hear you, Vicky. I can hear you.
Hey.
Oh, Vicky. We lost Vicky.
Bye.
That's all right.
You creeped her out.
I did.
Yeah.
I creeped myself out there. Sure. Hey, Nancy, what does he always want you to watch him do?
Fish.
Oh.
Come watch me fish.
Oh, that's exciting.
How exciting is that? We go down to a little creek, and he'd just sit there, and I'd be like, so how long is this going to take?
That's the beauty of it.
I might rather watch a guy fix a car.
Right. A little more movement there,
At least something's going on.
You know for sure something's happening.
Yeah. Throws a line in the water. He looks, there we go. So, enjoying this? Yeah, this is great.
Hope you have like wine and Facebook or something. Keep you company.
How about we nap together? How about we just hi, Eric. Erica, what does he always want you to do with him?
He wants me to go watch the UFC fights with him at Hooters.
Oh, there you go. I'll tell you what, if you don't want to go, I'll do it. Next time he asks, you just go, you know what, I'm busy, but Eric will go with you.
That's awesome. I'll have him call you next time.
That's great.
Yeah.
The UFC fights at Hooters. That sounds like a good time. I mean, the other option is he could ask you to go fishing.
Got a smartphone or tablet? Download the free Mix app from the Apple Store or Google Play.
Mix Morning Mindbender. Most appalling house guest habits. You have people over and this is what they do? This is the way they behave? Why are you friends with them? The number one being wiping. Think this is going to be easy?
I don't know.
Tell them, Natalie. Wiping.
Their dirty hands on your furniture?
That is correct. Yeah, you see them, they're eating like wings, getting all greasy, and you look over and you see the guy wipe his hands on the arm of your sofa.
Oh my God. I couldn't not say something if I saw that.
Yeah,
are you
for
kidding?
Sure. That's on them.
That's why it's number one.
They deserve to be called out.
Everybody deserves to be called out on that one. Yeah. I mean, I can do that in my house, but you can't do it in there.
Exactly. Those are my grease stains.
Exactly. You know, Violetta, like, has the wings, wipes her hands on your furniture, grabs the vodka bottle, and leaves.
Yeah. What a jerk, right?
That's right.
Yeah, that was a number one, followed closely by putting one's feet up on the furniture.
I could see that. Yep.
I don't know. That doesn't bother me.
Mm-hmm. Entering someone's place without removing one's shoes also makes the list.
Yeah.
Some people think it's rude when you ask them to take off their shoes.
Yeah.
Like when you walk into a house, do you take your shoes off without being asked?
I ask the question myself.
Yeah.
Like, should I take off my shoes?
Yeah. That's probably smart. Maybe I should start doing that. I don't take my shoes off ever. In my own home, I'll keep them on all day long.
Right. You've said that before, and I find it mind-blowing. I cannot wait to get home and kick off my shoes.
Oh.
Yeah. No, that's weird for sure.
My feet get cold. I'm like, I'm glad I got my shoes on. They're nice and warm.
Slippers, then.
Yeah. I do have slippers. Those are the ones Pat Manley gave me, the former bear. Remember, he gave me those man slippers.
Thicker socks, maybe. They're kind of in between.
I know. Other things on the list, farting in someone's house, that's taboo. Let one rip, as is going number two.
That's
in the host
what
bathroom.
I thought number one was.
Yeah. Yeah. Or going wiping down the seat was when someone uses the bathroom and they
going with
leave
the deuce.
Things. Yeah.
Yuck.
Oh, I've never experienced that.
This is interesting. A whopping 90% of survey participants deemed it rude to ask for the Wi-Fi password within 30 minutes of arriving at the hostel.
I'm already bored, so I'm looking. I got
my 11-year-old is a bad house guest.
Exactly. If you're like an hour in, then you can ask for the Wi-Fi password, but not any earlier.
As soon as you walk in the door, I'm not taking my shoes off. And what's your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah, right, is that rude? Why is that rude?
I need the Wi-Fi password so I can go number two in your bathroom. That's what they're doing.
Yeah.
Wi-Fi password, I got to wipe my hands off on the towel in your sink while I'm pooping.
Ew, seriously. Like, go home and do all that.
That's when I go, we're not friends anymore.
Oh.
You can go. Actually, we're enemies now. Hey, it's Eric. So are we having any fun yet? Well, actually, this was one of my favorite moments from this morning show. At least I think it was. Here it is. Most of you need to get new friends and family based on the text you're receiving.
So many texts and really all very appalling.
Terrible.
You've been laughing to yourself over there for the last 10 minutes reading these.
It's really hilarious.
Now, this, of course, is in reference to what happened earlier this hour in Mixed Morning Mindbender, where there was a survey about the most appalling house guest habits. Number one being when someone wipes their greasy hands all over your sofa. And then we work our way through putting feet up on furniture, pooping in your bathroom, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. How dare they ask for the Wi-Fi password? Rude. I didn't even know it was rude. But then we said, okay, text in 60123. That one time you had that one house guest that you can't believe did that one thing. Text it in 60123, most appalling house guest. We're going to call you back. We're going to pick one of these, call you back, get some context on the story. Hopefully we can get a hold of you, find out more, give you a prize. Violetta handed them to me. About 80% of them I can't read.
Oh. I thought those were okay.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh.
A lot of these, yeah.
Well, thank God you decided that.
I don't know what you would have done. So, Nikki, feel free to weigh in when we're done on the one you like, Whip, as well. I feel as though Violetta should pick the winner for two reasons. One, she went through all these, and two, she is the appalling house guest. We did hear the story that she likes to show up with brand new bottles of vodka so she can lay claim to bringing you fresh vodka. Then she steals it on the way out.
Leaves it right by the door.
Right.
It's embarrassing. I did do that.
Here are your house guests with the worst one text. Ready?
Yeah.
My most appalling house guest is my friend who was drunk and did number two in my bathtub.
Oh, bathtub.
Bathtub.
Oh.
Yeah. I had my father-in-law decide to clip his toenails in my living room. I had friends sleep over. One of them peed on my couch. They'd have been drinking. I had a drunk guest jump up on her bed and break the box spring. I've had guests that multiple times would pick their nose and flick the boogers around the house. My husband's friend tracked dog poop all through the house. When I asked him to help clean it up, he said he didn't really know how to clean that and left.
I don't know how.
We had a party at our house, and my sister's mother-in-law took a piece of pizza right out of my hand as I was eating it and started eating it herself. Oh. My neighbors were over in the backyard and stepped in dog poop. He took his shoes off and washed them off in my kitchen sink.
Ew.
My mother-in-law threw up in the kitchen sink at our house party. During a graduation party, my cousin and her fiance went at it in the bathroom together for 20 minutes.
Oh, 20 minutes.
That's what Violetta's most offended by. The amount of time it took them.
Come on, guys.
Yeah, someone might have to use that bathroom.
I had a friend poop their pants and left the pants in the bathroom and stole a pair of my pants.
Oh, my God.
What's a person to do?
And my date asked for a cup that he could spit his tobacco in.
Ooh.
Nikki?
I mean, these are all pretty terrible, and a lot involve poop, but I think I have to go with pooped your pants and stole your pants.
Pooped your pants and stole your pants. That's a better one. Whip.
Peed on your couch. You got to get rid of that.
Peed on your couch. Yeah, it's a bunch of drunk people sleeping over. I think I've heard of that happening. I'm going to go with Nikki. I'm going to go poop pants and then stole my pants. Just because the added poop pants, took them off, left them, and stole your pants.
You doubled down.
Yeah, you really did kind of double down on being appalling. You really did. Violetta?
Am I supposed to pick out of those two options?
No, you can pick whatever you want. I'm hoping you pick out of it, but you can do whatever you want. You're the rude house guest.
I am the rude house guest. I gotta go. Yeah, I'll go with the poop pants.
Well, do you want to? You can do what you want.
They're all so bad.
Mm-hmm. I know.
But yeah, I'm gonna go with the poop pants, stole pants.
Poop pants, stole pants. Okay, hold on. Let me find that one.
And left the poop pants in the bathroom.
Poop pants, stole pants, left poop pants.
Stole pants.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
So we were talking earlier about appalling house guests, and you sent us a text. Am I correct?
Yes.
And you had a house guest who pooped their pants in your bathroom and then stole your pants. Is that accurate?
Yes, it is.
How in the hell did all this come about?
So we were having a party for my son, his birthday party. So it was a lot of friends, a lot of cousins and everything. And I have three bathrooms, but they apparently went upstairs. I didn't even know until later on. I had pairs of pants. You know, they went through my drawers and grabbed pants. So it wasn't even like there were pants like hanging in the bathroom.
Right.
It was, yeah, they actually went through my drawers.
To get your drawers.
And
then they left their pants behind?
Yeah, and nasty, gross. Like, I just noticed a smell. Like, you know, after the party was gone and everything. I mean, there were so many people, so I, you know, and...
So with it being so many people, do you know who it was?
I have an idea, but I was afraid to, like, confront them, so I just didn't even... They never admitted it. It was kind of down to two people. I'm not sure.
And this is a kid's party. It's not even like a college brawl.
So
it's like a kid's party.
You somehow might have seen somebody walk out in your pants.
Yeah, and I just, you know, it was hard. You know, you're the parent, so you're everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
You're getting everything. And
I
didn't have time to confront anybody. And,
right.
And to this day, you know, it was either my sister-in-law or, like, a really good friend. And
those are the best friends.
You got to go through their drawers and figure this out.
Oh, man, you got to go back and find your pants.
I may have to.
Yeah.
I'm going with the sister-in-law.
Yeah. Like, wow. Wow.
So I just, you know, it's a little awkward if it is my sister-in-law.
Oh,
so
does your little husband think it's his sister?
Yeah, my husband's sister might have been. I don't know.
He can just ask.
What a story.
Family, though. So, you know, it's just,
You're stuck with them.
Again?
Either way, you're stuck with them.
If the sister-in-law,
she didn't even like neatly close any of my drawers. My drawers were all open. It looked like she was like frantic.
Yeah.
You know,
like being robbed. Like the place was being robbed.
Room is ransacked.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
I came up to my room and I was like, what is going on with all of this? And then I went in the bathroom. I'm like, what is that smell? And then,
Oh, my God.
Amanda, thank you for the most horrific story I've ever heard.
You know, you can tell Alexa to turn on the mix. Just say, Alexa, open 101.9 The Mix.
Tidbit Wednesday, right here on The Mix. All right, we go right to the pants story. Okay. Actually, we got a couple of pants stories. Okay. Pants story number one. Dolly Parton says she doesn't wear sweatpants. I have my own little house clothes.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, the country legend revealed she doesn't even own any sweatpants.
That's crazy.
It is crazy.
I kind of believe that, though.
I don't really wear sweatpants.
Yeah, I mean, that's... I think a lot of, especially women, don't own sweatpants. I think it's a recent thing.
What?
Really?
All I own is sweatpants.
Oh, no.
You own sweatpants, Whip? Are you like Dolly Parton? You got your own little house clothes.
And they're silky. Yeah.
It's funny because I have this one pair of sweat shorts that had a Chicago Bulls logo on them that I cannot find, and it's really bugging me. But other than that, I don't really have any.
What Dolly Parton says, she's got her own little house clothes, like a little dress-type teddy, a long teddy, that I have a little jacket or shirt to match it if I get cold. So even running around her house, Dolly Parton is dressing just a dash slutty.
Well,
I don't say that in a bad way. It's not like she's riding a Peloton.
She's inviting all
of you. Did you just say the S word?
Me?
Yeah,
what?
Yeah.
No.
Did you hear her?
No.
It sounded like it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, she's always.
Yeah, you said something
else. No, it didn't end with
bad word. How about this? Man rescues tourists with big and tall pants.
Oh.
In New Mexico, man being hailed as a hero for saving a group of tourists who got lost and stuck in the Pecos River. Arturo Galvin saw a young girl waving her arms at the top of the hill. He walked over, saw a group of tourists trapped in the river. Arturo tied pants together from the Big and Tall store because he had no rope.
Wow.
It happened to be a Big and Tall store right there. He's like, I need a bunch of pants.
That's great.
That's
very
convenient.
They tied them all together and they saved the people. From pants to jackets, just a matter of time before Captain Fabulous back in the programming department's wearing this. Kanye West's first Yeezy Gap jacket is now available.
Yeah, it's out. $200.
$200 for the Gap jacket, but it's already sold out.
And a lot of people are comparing it to a Smurf.
Is it? I haven't seen it.
Is it that color? Is it blue?
It's a blue, and it's very puffy.
Nice. It's got like a lining in it.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like a cloud.
Okay.
Oh, like a nice
You got your Yeezy cloud.
Yeah. Is the Gap still in trouble? Well, the Michigan Avenue Gap closed, and I feel like a lot of Gaps are not around anymore.
Well, I think some of them are, but you can get it online and you know, that kind of thing. A lot of people Gap online shopping. Sure. Nikki's showing me right now online. So that's a good look for Captain Fabulous. Here's a good look for Violetta. Stiletto Crocs are here.
Get out.
You can get Crocs in stiletto heels now.
I love that. So comfy and beautiful and sexy.
Yes. So maybe you should get one of those. Elsewhere on the news front on Tidbit Wednesday, nun steals $835,000 to fund her gambling habit. Yeah. You can't even trust the nuns anymore.
That is a shame.
It's crazy.
Gambling affects us all.
Mary Margaret Cooper was arrested. 79-year-old Los Angeles nun for embezzling $835,000, facing 40 years in prison.
Wow.
Yeah. At least 80% of the world's nuns are named Mary Margaret, by the way.
Definitely are. Southwest has responded to a viral TikTok video of a person traveling with a pool noodle. This might be something you need, Violetta, this weekend.
Yeah, I'm going to Phoenix.
Yeah, it's going to be hot there. Take the pool noodle with. I guess somebody's took it on a bet as their carry-on. A $20 pool noodle. It was a $20 bet. As a broke college student who's an education major, I just couldn't resist, said the person. Southwest is like, cool.
You can bop people over the head with it.
You know, we talked about Vegas earlier, going to see Bruno Mars there. Blair Witch Escape Room terrorizes Las Vegas this summer. This could be pretty cool.
That would be very scary.
This could be pretty cool.
Have you ever done one of those escape rooms?
I have not. but I hear they're very difficult.
Very difficult. Yeah. You want to just give up.
I've died in every single one.
Yeah, this isn't fun anymore.
Escape Blair Witch will be coming to Las Vegas in July, and we'll see those brave enough to take the challenge entering a purpose-built 100-year-old eerie property in dark and sinister backwoods. As guests enter, they are immediately transported to the lifelike small village of Burkittsville, Maryland, to investigate mysterious happenings and disappearances within the community. So you got to trek through like Blair Witch.
That's scary.
Trying to solve the mystery. You like that?
I think that would be awesome.
Something you would do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How about this? U.S. Coast Guard helicopter rescues three people on giant inflatable flamingo. Out at sea.
Oh, yeah.
You hear about this from time to time.
Yep. Yeah, well.
They get in the big inflatable flamingo we all see. And then, you know, somewhere in the Atlantic, and then they, you know, they catch a drift. Next thing you know, they're a mile offshore,
exactly.
And the Coast Guard has to go out and rescue them. And finally, Whip, you were talking about the family or the woman that gave birth to what?
10 babies.
10 babies.
Supposedly in South Africa, yeah.
Let's follow that up with the man who has married for the 37th time.
Wow, how does he find the time?
Well, you know, exactly. He's old. Yeah. He's old, and he gets through these wives really, really, really quickly. India.com says the man from India recently got married for the 37th time. The elderly man has 28 wives. A lot of wives.
Currently?
Well, had.
Oh.
Or has. Maybe maybe some of them currently.
Okay.
Has had.
Ah, thank you. Okay, good, good, good.
28 wives, 135 children, and 126 grandchildren. The man posted a video of his latest wedding.
Wow.
So 28 wives, 37 times being married. So some of them came back for a second.
Well, I guess so. Round two. Well, you know, you can't keep your hands off the guy. You know how marriage is.
Trending on Twitter on the Eric in the Morning Show. Trending on Twitter.
All right, here we go. Top three, Violetta. You ready?
Yes.
At number three.
Blake Lively's next movie role was inspired by a Reddit thread. The psychological thriller is based on a short story that was posted on Reddit in the no sleep section, so it's bound to be scary. And it's personal experiences. It's only based on that, though. The story is about a couple that buys a new house, and then the previous owners show up, and they won't leave.
Oh, my God.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. I should have had the dun, 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 right?
Oh, it's okay. I did it.
Yeah. And she's Blake Lively. She's the one married to Ryan, right?
Oh, Ryan Reynolds. Yeah.
I would marry Ryan Reynolds. Trending on Twitter, number two.
Teyana Taylor is the first African-American woman to be named Maxim's sexiest woman alive, and she is smoking hot. The multi-talented actress, model, choreographer, singer-songwriter is trending right now. Don't miss those pictures.
What's her name?
Teyana Taylor.
Teyana Taylor.
Yeah, you want to look her up.
You have to write that down.
She's very big.
I'm going to write that down.
Yeah, I bet you will.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Dua Lipa now joining Camila Cabello as the only two female artists to have multiple songs reach 1.5 billion streams on Spotify.
Dua Lipa and
Camila Cabello.
Yeah, I'm really listening closely, aren't I? Yeah. Everyone I've had to go, come again?
Why do I think you keep asking me? Because I'm like, did I say something incorrect?
No. I'm just really distracted by the disco lights in here.
Yeah, we got a shoot going on in the studio.
It's celebrating Dua Lipa.
That's exactly what it is. There we go.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning Podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.